You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Welcome to Deep Dive Broadway. This is Dori Berenstein, and today we're thrilled to celebrate Broadway's return by talking with Alex Bursch, Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at Playbill. Today we're going to chat about the epic event, Curtain Up. Alex and his co-presenters, the Broadway League and the Times Square Alliance, along with a tremendous team of partners and sponsors, have put together an unforgettable three-day event to welcome Broadway back. You won't want to miss this. Alex, I am thrilled to be talking with you. Broadway is back and you are celebrating it in such a magnificent way. I am so excited about Curtain Up. It is epic and it is just going to let the world know that Broadway is back. I would love to know where this idea started.
Well, first off, Dori, thank you so much for having me. Great to talk to you just anyway, but especially in this medium. And look, Broadway isn't subtle, right? So figured we should make something not subtle to welcome it back. But no, really, it is going to be a remarkable thing, something that I and my team could never have even imagined at the very start of when we were first thinking about something like this. I mean, I have to be honest with you, in the beginning, my wish was to just have a really big playbill in the middle of Times Square. And that's what I want. That was my ask. And I said, look, let's really have some fun with Broadway coming back. You know, it'll be back. You know, it'll be back at some point in the next however many months. I mean, this was probably 7 months ago, maybe we're having this conversation. I mean, we have been thinking about this for a long time. But realistically speaking, I would say for the most, at least 5 months, probably a little bit more than that. But many months ago, that's what I wanted. That's what I thought that we could do. And as we creative types, you know, we can't help ourselves. And so we just started thinking more and more and more. And what could be done to really welcome Broadway back, and not just welcome Broadway back, but signify that it is back with a real bang. And it was an outdoor event. Now, originally, like I said, we thought it would maybe be something a little more humble, we could say. But as we thought more and more about what we could do, and you know, opening up the doors to different creatives to come in and have some fun with some brainstorming, it turned into this literal festival, multi-days in the middle of Times Square.
You had just the vision that was the perfect time to celebrate the reopening of Broadway. 7 months ago, we didn't know exactly when Broadway was going to be back.
Well, we had a decent idea. Being at the helm of this kind of a business allows you to have your ear a little bit closer to the ground than others. So we had at least a semblance of a concept of when Broadway was probably going to come back. And And so when we had, when we were really thinking strategically, we said, well, it can't really hurt to try and do it at some point in the middle of September of 21. And then, not even kidding you, you know, we, like a month or so later, we had Mr. Cuomo saying on screen that, well, September 14th is when Broadway can come back. And I looked at my coworkers and I said, folks, I think we just hit the nail on the head.
Give us a brief overview, because it's massive and it's everybody. And you have an incredible group of partners also that are helping to bring this special event to everyone. So you have the entire community involved, which makes it, I think, super special and makes it about everyone. And I love that.
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite topics, actually. You know, when we were first thinking about this concept, you know, it was one thing, of course. And then as we started to bring more players into this, it really grew to something so big and something that is almost shocking to think of now. And so much of that has to do with our amazing partners at the Broadway League, who came in to really elevate this thing in a beautiful way. Our original partners on this with the Times Square Alliance, who, you know, have been with us every step of the way and, you know, have helped so much. They're the wonderful nonprofit who, you know, is about, you know, keeping Times Square safe and you know, really talked about and promoted and overall is for the good of the Times Square community. And, you know, when the three entities of us, I mean, when we all were able to come together to do something like this, it really, I mean, in the end, it's kind of not surprising, one would say, that something like this could happen. But it's still shocking to me that we were just so lucky to have so many great friends who wanted to get involved with something that could become this. And, you know, it really makes me feel very humbled to look back and think of what it started as and to where we are now. It's really amazing. And our title sponsor, Prudential, who, you know, without them, this would not be happening. And it's just, it's remarkable. And, you know, when I also on Sunday, when, you know, this, we're going to have this huge show with 23 Broadway shows in it. As my dad says, a Megilla, and that's not something that is easy to do. And like I said, the help that we've gotten from the Broadway League to be able to put, you know, to put that together on the stage for us but mainly for the community. I mean, that's what this is. I mean, the Broadway League, Times Square Alliance, Playbill, we want this to be a true love letter to the community that involves the community as a whole. And that's what I think is so special about our team of players on this.
Can you give us a specific glimpse at the weekend? And then we could talk through some of the exciting events that you have, but just like the overview would be wonderful.
Well, if you know me at all, Dory, you know that I can't do anything succinctly. So I will do my very best. But it's a really extraordinary weekend planned that, I mean, it is a 3-day Broadway extravaganza that will have interactive exhibits, I guess, interactive displays. It will have a lot of performances and panels and solo acts and just an overwhelming sense of joy and excitement that Broadway is back, and that will culminate in a massive concert on the Sunday that will involve 23 Broadway shows.
Amazing. That is so exciting. I cannot wait for this. I think everybody out there has been so hungry for Broadway and waiting and waiting and waiting. And what a way to welcome everyone back and kick off Broadway.
I mean, this whole thing will be so memorable, but not just Sunday too. I mean, we have this really fun, this Jimmy Awards celebration reunion concert on Friday, hosted by our good pal, Jelani Aladin. And then on Saturday, we have a Viva Broadway celebration, which and I love Viva Broadway, just in general. I think it's one of the best things that the Broadway League does. And it is just it's going to be so fun. And it's just, again, it's just, all this is so wild. It's epic. And even before those 2 hours on Friday night, or on late Friday afternoon and late Saturday afternoon, before those two productions that I just mentioned, we're going to be doing a Playbill Variety Hour, which we're going to have interviews and performances, and it'll just, I mean, it spans, we're trying to kind of cast a wide net. Like, we're going to have Josh Henry at one of those hours. We're going to have Tom Viola join us. Frank DeLella is going to be there interviewing a couple people. And then we're going to have this America's Got Talent T3 group, who just are awesome. And they're going to be there and hopefully singing a tune. So, like, it's showing off how fun Broadway is, and like, and showing off how eclectic Broadway is, and showing off just what Broadway can be at its best, in my opinion.
And wall-to-wall sing-alongs with celebrities.
Yep.
So it's really, as you said, interactive and engaging. So it's not just passively participating. It's, you're part of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what made, that's, to me, Dory, that's where I think Broadway in general will take a real look into what we are doing. I mean, I guess those who are looking to, create for the Broadway fan, it's about interactive. It's about interaction, interactivity. It's about being able to walk to something and having some fun with it, having evidence that you had some fun with it, and then walk away saying, I want to do something like that again. And even something, maybe not that exact thing, but I want to interact with the art form that was the reason why that was standing there in the first place. I mean, we're going to have 3 or 4 interactive standing installations that people can use their phones to play with while they are standing there in the middle of Times Square with something that is very clearly theater related. And this is, because this is what, in the end, this is why we evolved from having a standing playbill in Times Square. And by the way, we'll be having 3 standing playbills in Times Square. So I still got my wish. But also, it's more than that. It's about ways for people to actually get their hands on Broadway. And that is something that's very different. And I hope that we can lead the charge in more things like this going forward.
Every day is jam-packed. You have so much going on. What can we expect day one?
Well, on Friday, it is indeed the kickoff. It is going to be a quick ceremony that will be at 12 o'clock on Friday. That is going to feature Charlotte St. Martin, the president of the Broadway League, Lauren Reed, the chair of the Broadway League, Tom Harris, the president of the Times Square Alliance, yours truly, but most excitingly, I would say we've got such great Broadway talent there, and Brian Stokes Mitchell performing for us. And Stokes, I love so much. And speaking of love so much, Jessica Bosk is also going to be there singing a song. And the ceremony is going to be hosted by Michael Urey and Norm Lewis of the Chicken and Biscuits on Broadway, the play that will be out this fall. And our newly announced special guest of the Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer, will be there. And it just means so much that he is there with us. And it's just, it's really exciting to be able to have him there. Someone who did so much for our community with the Save Our Stages Act. And I mean, I can say that he, like, personally, it was such such an important person to Playbill, someone whose office really helped us in staying open with our with a small business loan. And it was just, I mean, I can't say enough great things about this guy and just what he was able to do just for our community. And I know that it means a lot to Playbill and to the Broadway League and to the Times Square Alliance that he's going to be there.
And the Broadway Podcast Network is so excited to be part of it as well.
I was going to, hopefully that you, either you were going to say it or I was going to say it.
We're doing Wake Up Broadway on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with, we have a Freestyle of Supreme reunion with James Monroe Iglehart, and we're having a big Be More Chill celebration with Joe Iconis. And Sunday we have a very special event with Off Book, which is the Black Theater podcast. We'll be announcing the stars very soon. And, you know, we're just honored to be included and to help you celebrate and to help the whole community welcome back Broadway. So thank you for having us.
Well, thanks for being part of it and bringing some extra flair to it. So we appreciate it. And yeah, I mean, it's fun to do something from the middle of Times Square.
Not easy, and not easy in the middle of COVID. So for people, I'm sure everybody wants to understand the COVID of it all and how they need to experience this event with that in mind and all the protocols you have in place so that they know it's a safe space.
Well, if you are unvaccinated, we ask that you are masked. If you are vaccinated, you can walk around without a mask, but we just urge everybody just to wear a mask as you're walking around the entire area, just to be safe, because we are anticipating a lot of foot traffic all around. So absolutely best to play it safe. And we just hope that everybody is really conscientious of people around them and making sure that if somebody does ask for space around them, that people honor that. And of course, there are going to be a lot of things that you want to take pictures with, along with pictures of. So of course, when you are getting a photo, obviously, I suggest drop the mask for a quick second and then take the photo and then you can put it back on. But we should have some nice weather this weekend and it should just be a really great time to be outside. But of course, we will be very safe. We will make sure that those who are walking around know exactly what to do. We are going to have plenty of people on the ground who will help explain what folks need to do, where they should go, all that stuff. Another one of our partners is the mayor's office, and they are going to be distributing some fine folks who will be walking around as a street team, and will walk around and help direct traffic.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Well, I think that it's so important that people know that all the efforts that are being made for Broadway to be a safe place at an event like this and at the theater, more than anything, the community is determined to make sure it is a safe place to be so that you can lose yourself to theater and you can lose yourself to all these amazing events that you have happening at Curtain Up. And you don't even want to think about that. You want to have a great time and just enjoy. I know all the work that's going into this to make sure that it is the perfect kickoff for Broadway. I would love to talk for a minute about Playbill, because I think it's so great that it's Playbill that is leading the charge with your other partners on this, because Playbill is Broadway. You guys launched in 1884?
Yeah, that is true.
A little context for Playbill. It's crazy, 1884. And so it's so appropriate that Playbill is behind this epic comeback.
Well, I am very happy that you would say such a thing. We're honored to be a fitting guide to getting Broadway back to the public. Look, we are 137 years young, and we are just always so honored to be so closely tied to and be really a brand of Broadway to such an incredible art form filled with so many talented people. And one of the things that we as a business have really started to lean into over the last, I would say, 10 years is really understanding what the Playbill brand means and what it can do. And one of the things that, you know, my father was very adamant on was that Playbill indeed is a brand. It's not just a thing. And my grandfather, for him, always thought, what are you talking about? Nobody cares about what our brand. They just want to get the information and have a keepsake and walk home and enjoy their night. But one of the things that, you know, my dad really, really kind of allowed for was this brand extension. And, you know, he did that first with the website in the mid 90s. We were one of the first real like companies to have a website. And from there, I mean, you know, having an email list, the Playbill email list that still go into this day. And then in the beginning of the 2010s with Playbill Travel, you know, doing our Broadway themed cruises and just stepping into the travel business, that was, I mean, a huge swing that ended up working because of what the Playbill brand means, which just means like it means theater, like it means Broadway. It means that you're about to have a lot of fun. And that is what I am loving leaning into, which is leaning into the fact that, I mean, it is a goal of my father's and it's a goal of mine that Playbill is not just a brand at events. We are an events brand. And that is what I very much want to live up to that. And I want us to lean into it. I mean, this is going to really be a big flag in the ground for it, let me tell you.
Well, you know, it's like every generation has taken Playbill to a new level and pushed the medium, expanded it, you know, blown everything else out of the water. And so now with Playbill Events, you're doing that. But when you were growing up, you were surrounded by Playbill. This Playbill has been part of your life for your entire life, right?
Yeah.
It's cool to think about. And did you think that at some point you were going to take over and bring it Playbill into the future?
You know, I originally thought that I was just going to be a baseball broadcaster. That was my goal. And after really working towards that for not very long compared to how many people devote so much time and energy to becoming a sportscaster, I realized that that room was getting very crowded. A lot of people went to school to be a sportscaster. And at around the same time that I did, I went to this one job fair where I shook hands with about 300 versions of me. And I thought, I think I'm not going to do this anymore.
It's theatrical.
Yeah, well, if there's one thing that I do that I'm very glad that I have the experience with, it's journalism, because, you know, we do journalism every day here, and really just how to conduct yourself publicly and also just understanding people. And over time, I started thinking about what I really wanted to do for my future. And I got very much into like web design. I got into just overall, like digital commerce. Because I went over to the Topps baseball card company after my time. I was in sports for the years before Playmill, and it was at Major League Baseball. I was at the Topps baseball card company. I spent some time at Sirius XM Radio, and I just loved sports. But then I realized that, I think I'm okay leaving sports as long as I can still be a fan, because my second passion was Broadway. Always, it was always my second favorite. My second passion that nobody knew about of my immediate friends. Like, I was getting ready to pitch in a high school game for my baseball team, and I was getting pumped up by, You Can't Stop the Beat, and nobody knew it. I was only listening to that on my headphones, some jamming, and then my teammates like, "What are you listening to?" I'm like, just listening to stuff. But I was in plays. I never thought that I had a voice. And so I just was like, I'll just do plays. And then because the musical was in the spring, and spring was when baseball was happening, so I didn't even have a chance to break through that. but musicals and Broadway, I mean, I've been so lucky to have had Playbill in my family for, at this point, over half of a century. And so because of that, I've been going to Broadway shows at least two or three a year for my entire, conscious life. And I remember the first one that I went to, and I remember the last one that I went to.
What was the first one?
First one I went to was, and this ages me in a different way. Some people will be like, "Oh, this ages me." My first show that I ever saw was Beauty and the Beast. And I'll never forget it, because I was immediately scared beyond belief because of the beady red eyes of the wolf set on the stage. And I'll never forget that. But I mean, Broadway for me was emotions that I had never felt outside, like attached to media that I didn't feel anywhere else. Like, movies didn't get me to tear up. TV shows didn't get me to tear up. But I'll never forget seeing Les Mis, and I remember thinking, what is happening?
It's transporting. There's nothing like it. And we've all missed that experience, experiencing theater with other people, that sense of community. And I didn't realize how desperately I missed it, not having it for the last year and a half. But I'm thinking about, your passion for sports and baseball, and there really is such a connection, because you are, in addition to an event and putting on a show, in essence, you also have the live audience component and taking care of your audience and making sure that they're having a great experience. And Playbill is so good at that. It's all the skills that you're using full on now to bring curtain up to the world.
It is funny. I mean, it's been a weird ride over my last, I guess, decade of being in the working world. And, and even in my Playbill career, which is now 5 years, this event, curtain up, is such a culmination for me. And I when we were starting to go through all of these different crazy questions that we were running into, because doing anything of this scale, even half of this scale, in the middle of Times Square during the kind of bottom tail of a pandemic, hopefully, fingers crossed, is massive. And I started knowing exactly who to call. I mean, I it was such a funny evolution, and it was a moment where I was able to sit back and say, "Huh, like, I guess I have made enough friends already during this time, faster than I thought that I would have, coming in so cold into this industry." And yes, obviously, I'm certainly not as cold as the vast majority of other people who have not had families within the Broadway industry for literally decades, but also I was so rarely interacting with very many people outside of, you know, the Joe Benincasas and Tom Violas and Stokes. And, you know, I mean, there are multiple folks out there who have seen me grow up.
No, I was working with your dad on all sorts of projects in the 90s. I mean, crazy. Yeah, no, it's just amazing, you know, to have, I mean, there's nothing like theater, and to, you know, as a parent who's passed on that love and passion to their child, I'm sure your dad is just so proud of you and everything that you're doing with Playbill right now. Now he knows it's Playbill's in good hands.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. And yes, he's a very loving, very loving dad who tells me all the time how proud he is of me, even if I make a mistake. And he's usually pretty gracious, and which is great. And I can't really thank him enough for that, even though I definitely do thank him, but I don't think I thank him enough for that.
Well, it's nice because you also have someone to turn to, you know, and to get his thoughts and guidance. If, you know, it's because theater is challenging, and theater during COVID is ridiculously challenging, and putting on a massive event for the world, welcoming back Broadway, is astronomically challenging. So having that support and, you know, the decades and decades of experience of all of your partners and your family, I'm sure has helped you lead the way. But it, you know, to have that vision and to rally the whole community behind this, it's huge accomplishment, and I cannot wait for it. And also, just going back to baseball for a minute, I'm super, super thrilled that we're creating a curtain up Lights of Broadway card.
I know, it's a perfect mixture of things that I've done in my life.
Brings your world together.
It really does.
The event is open to everyone.
Yep, fully free. I have to shout this out, because, and I feel like a schlub that I haven't, but I mean, this event literally would not be happening without our main sponsor, Prudential, who has been out, just unbelievable. Like they love theater like crazy. They're showing it through this, and because of it, there are no tickets needed to this. It is a free event to the public.
You know, sponsors and right now more than ever are just invaluable, and that's so incredible of them to get behind this event. And you know, this is just going to get everybody excited about going to see a show.
That is our goal. Our goal is to be is to have this be really the dinner bell, you know. Like have everybody come back. I have folks who were thinking on the fence, well, do we come to New York to see, well, what is it? And then they see that this is happening and they say, oh boy, that looks awesome. I can't be there for that, but let's book that trip here. Or, ooh, let's make it there for this weekend because that sounds really fun. There are so many levels to why this type of event is really important. It's the reason why the Times Square Alliance and the Broadway League and the mayor's office and us, and as you noted, the full Broadway community, it feels like, is really pushing this, is really getting behind this. It's because we need it to be that dinner bell. And it's the same reason why the Broadway League just put out this gorgeous, you know, video for This is Broadway, and making sure that everybody can see that they should come back to Broadway soon and not just push it off until who knows when. I mean, it's just remarkable. The art form, the talents, the people, and that's what this is about. This is about making sure that regular, just people get to interact with this awesome art form and rekindle that love and rekindle that magic.
Alex, I know the attendance at Curtain Up is going to be massive, but if you're not in the area, how can you experience and be part of Curtain Up?
You can find a live stream of the events that are happening on the main stage on playbill.com/curtainup. And there you'll find the live stream as well as a whole schedule of events and a map of the area with a little key and description. in it. And it's just, it is the next best thing, of course. Not everybody could be in Times Square at this time, but we certainly can't wait to see everybody there who can make it. And for those out there who cannot, that is why we are doing this. We wanted to make this as accessible as possible for anyone when the event is happening, and then for a few days after the event is over.
Congratulations on doing this. Thank you for doing this. Everybody should just show up and experience this epic event, but also be thrilled because Playbill Events is, you know, doing this again and again in the future. So we have a lot to look forward to. And Alex, thank you so much for this brilliant idea and for galvanizing the entire community behind it and giving us all just an incredible celebration the perfect way to welcome Broadway back. Thank you. Cannot wait.
Well, thank you so much. Those are very kind words that I hope to live up to. I hope for this event to live up to. And like I said, it couldn't happen without my amazing team here, through Glenn and Brian and Leonard and our awesome staff who were able to, you know, bring back piece by piece, thank God. And our really great partners at the Times Square Alliance, the Broadway League, Prudential, and our other sponsors too, and Lexus and Netflix and United Airlines. I mean, a lot of people are showing up for this in a big way. And I'm just so proud of the work that we've done to get us this far. And I just can't wait for it to bear fruit very soon.
I cannot wait, everyone. The dates are the 17th, 18th, and 19th. Be there. Enjoy and welcome Broadway back with this spectacular event. Alex, thank you.
For the latest information and guest lineup, go to playbill.com/curtainup. Thank you for listening to Deep Dive Broadway on the Broadway Podcast Network. You can find more episodes at bpn.fm/deepdivebroadway. See you at the theater.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.